of seven, we're learning actually in total, different words that translate from the word praise. We use the word love a lot. Different is different translated in the Bible. We have agape love, ekos love, logos love, all these different translations of love. But there's also different translations of praise. And we have been working through these with Pastor Rob. So we're going to have a little quiz time, audience participation this week. See what you remember. So the first week was yada. Yes! For us to lift our hands in holy praise, right? And we recognize this is a little uncomfortable for some of us. Others of us feel free in our worship. Others of us are stuck in our worship. But yada, good. All right, let's keep going. Hala. Anybody remember that one? Cindy's dancing back in her seat. Tanya's dancing. So this is the root word. We see this in the word hallelujah, right? But this idea that we can just come foolishly and lavishly before God and raise our hallelujahs. And remember, we studied the story of David and how with the Ark of the Covenant, he just danced before God because he was so overwhelmed. His hallah, his hallelujah. All right, zamar. This is an easy one. The picture gives it away. Right? We can praise God with instruments, specifically string instruments. I don't think they had tubas when David wrote the Psalms, right? But can you praise God with a tuba? Yeah. So our zamar. Then we had barak. Pastor Eric talked about this one for us. Anyone remember what he shared with us that day, what our barak is? Our posture, right? To kneel before God, to come before him with humility, and that when we come and praise him, our barak is just this attitude of humility and being humble before God, but that our posture is so crucial to that. All right? And then last week, we had todah. Todah. I think it sounds like ta-da. Anyone remember? This was just last week. Jean Ulrich shared the story of Anna. Anybody remember what the point of it was? Answer prayer or praising him in advance for what he's going to do. Remember Jean shared that he was just praising God on that ride and saying, God, you've got to be her protector. You've got to do this. And praising in the midst and just that sacrifice of praise to thank him in advance for what he's going to do. So you guys did well. Straight A students. Very good. So we're going to move on today. Charlie's going to introduce, we're tag team preaching today. So hopefully you can deal with that. He's going to introduce our word for today.
So you heard during the children's message the word tehillah, and basically what tehillah means is just to burst forth in spontaneous song or praise. So when you find the word praise throughout Scripture in certain psalms particularly, tehillah refers to just the idea of what Tabitha was doing. She's happy. She knows it, and she's going to let everybody know it by singing out in praise. And we're going to look at some scriptures that specifically talk about this. So I'm going to go through just a few of them here with you now. Psalm 40, verse 3. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise, a tehillah, to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Psalm 34, verse 1. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. Psalm 22:3. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. So in all of these examples, we're talking about the tehillah form of praise, which is not necessarily something planned, but just basically a response to who God is, a response to what God has done in your life. And because of who he is and what he's done, the response is to praise him, to sing, to praise his name, to glorify his name, to lift him up. And that's what we're looking at today with this idea of tehillah. One more here from Revelation 5, verse 9. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation." So I'm going to turn it back over to Jess to go into a little bit more detail about what tehillah looks like.
So Barry read the story. It's a familiar story to us of the woman who came and to the Pharisee's house. She was not a highly regarded woman. She knew her sins were many. But she came with her alabaster jar perfume. And I think she came prepared to share that with Christ, but I don't think she came prepared for tehillah. I don't think she came prepared to be so overwhelmed by Jesus' presence that her tears would be enough to clean his feet. It was a spontaneous act of worship on her part to bend down. She knew the customs of the day. She knew that Jesus' feet should have been cleaned by the Pharisees. They weren't. She knew they should have anointed him with oil. They weren't. And Jesus calls Simon on that. And he says, this woman has honored me above all. Her sins are forgiven. Her sins are many. And she knew it. And it overwhelmed her to the point of needing to just worship him in that moment. I don't think she planned this. I think it was a tehillah moment for her to be spontaneous and let the tears, her emotion just overcome her and to just fall down and worship to her Savior. Psalm 103:1 says this, "Let all that is within me bless his holy name." All. And I think that is where she was that day. Overwhelmed, all that was in her just had to bless his name. And it came out in forms of her tears and her adoration and worship as she kissed his feet and dried his feet with her hair from her tears being there. And that became her act of worship, her sacrifice of praise to God. So Rob has been reminding us every week that worship is fundamental to our interaction with God. It reminds us that God is worthy. So this week, as we've been learning, tehillah is our word. It's a laudation, a hymn, a song of praise, a new song, a spontaneous song. Because our praise doesn't have to be polished. I think we think it has to be. Our praise comes from the heart, in the moment. Tehillah flows from our intimacy with God. It doesn't have to have the right tune. It doesn't have to rhyme like Dr. Seuss. It's just an act of praise coming from your heart. And as I've studied a lot of how songs were created, many of our polished songs began as tehillahs in people's hearts. Right? I believe the story of It As Well is the story of the shipwreck, right? And he lost his family. And in the midst of that, he chose to worship. And this was his tehillah in that moment, his song of praise to say, "It is well with my soul, God." And then the song came, it got polished, it got harmonies, it got written for the guitar, got written for the organ, and all that came. But it originated out of his response for who God is, even in the midst of tragedy. In that moment, it came from his heart. A book that I've enjoyed reading over the years is written by Darlene Check. She's the worship leader that wrote the song Shout to the Lord. And her book is called Extravagant Worship. But she says these things I just wanted to share with you this morning. If our worship is spiritual and truthful, we will search our souls and appraise the value we place on His love for us. What's the value you place on God's love for you? I mean, if we appraise it low, there's no praise coming from our lips. If we appraise this value of His love for us as being priceless, it should bubble out over us to just want to praise Him. The core of our worship is when one's heart and soul and all that is within, their reference to that 103 verse I just read, adores and connects with the Spirit of God. Your praise offering, your tequila to bless Him, will bless His heart. Be filled to overflowing in your zeal for God. Worship Him with a hungry heart to know Him more. And the possibilities are limitless when that's how we come before God. And that's what He wants, church. He wants us to come before Him so overflowing, ready to praise Him, that it just... Blah, 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 blah. Have you ever been so tongue-tied? You're just so excited about something. The praise in your heart is just bubbling up. Or have you ever been so hurt by something, but yet you know God is still God? And in the midst of that, you will worship. In the book that Rob is using kind of as the base, The Holy Roar, the author tells a story of a pastor friend of his that came to his office, and he was telling this awful story of how his daughter was sick. And he said, "Oh, I'm so sorry for you. You must be so worried." And the pastor's response was, "I don't worry. I worship." And I remember reading those words and reading those words and reading those words over and over again. And it really struck me. I don't worry. I worship. That's not my response, if I'm being honest with you, most of the time. I worry, and then sometimes I come to church every week, and then I worship if it works. That's not the life God wants for us. I don't worry. I worship. I've said that to myself this week so many times. I'm not going to worry. I'm going to worship. So I hope that pierces your heart a little this morning too. So Troy's going to share a tequila testimony that we have from our lives.
So the idea of tequila is something we can all relate to, even if you've never realized it or thought about it before. But the idea of responding with spontaneous praise, we do it all the time. It may not always be directed towards God, but if you've ever attended a sporting event, you've participated in tequila praise. When your team scores and you join in celebration, that's spontaneous. You weren't planning it, and you're clapping and you're cheering and maybe you're singing, or maybe it's been you've been at a party and you know there's spontaneous singing and praising. Even you know if you have children or grandchildren and they walk into the room and it's like, you know, "Hey, great to see you. Come give me a hug." That's tequila. That's spontaneous praise. But do we direct that towards God appropriately? And because of, again, who God is and what He's done for us, sometimes we're a bit shy about tequila praise when it comes to God, more so than we are just in our everyday life with other things. But I want to share from our life. You can see the date on this picture, 11/23/2010. So this is what we call our gotcha day for Mira. So Mira was born October 20th, 2009. So we had her for a little over a year at this point. But we had to show up in court on this day to finalize legal adoption, to make sure that everything would be finalized and we would not have to worry about her being taken away from us anymore at this point. And so not being sure what to expect, we prayed a lot about this day. Sought God out through scripture and prayer, and had a lot of family and friends in our church family praying for us. And family and friends joined us that day in the courtroom in Harrisburg, and it really was an unbelievable experience, one in which if you were not there, it's going to be hard to understand. And the reason that I'm sharing and not Jess is because she would not make it through this, I guarantee you. We'd go through several boxes of tissues and we'd still be waiting. I'm going to get through it, but only by the power of God. And this is, you know, looking back at this day, you know, you're in a courtroom. You're expected to behave a certain way. But we knew that God was at work through this whole time. From the very beginning with Mira, God's hand was on this and he was in control. And we were just being obedient and faithful to what he wanted us to do. The judge on that day was Todd Hoover. We still have a picture, well, we have several pictures of us with him. He has since passed away a few years ago from cancer, but someone that we remember very fondly because he played a key role in what happened this day, being the judge that was presiding, you know, over the courtroom that day. And, you know, we didn't know what to expect, but as the proceedings went through, Judge Hoover asked if we had any special requests or anything that we wanted to say. And I remember we said, you know, Your Honor, we just really feel like we need to praise God for what's happening. He's the one that's in control and driving all of this. We would not feel right if we did not at least recognize that him and give him honor and praise at this time. And what transpired from there was something that the attorneys and lawyers, everyone in the courtroom that had been part of this type of process for 30 plus years said they had never seen, heard, witnessed, or experienced ever before. And the courtroom became a worship service. There was singing. I remember we sang, you know, How Great Is Our God. We didn't have instruments. I didn't sneak my guitar into the courtroom or anything like that. But we just burst into song. And Judge Hoover was singing with us. And, you know, he allowed us to share scripture. He allowed us to pray for Mira and to pray and thank God and to praise him. And it was such a cool experience. And it was a really, truly Tehillah moment, because it wasn't something we had necessarily planned, and to be honest, didn't know that it would even be allowed. But God showed us in that moment how powerful it can be when you simply are obedient and faithful, and you're not afraid to give him the praise that he is due because of who he is and what he's done in your life. And, you know, to this day, it's probably, for us, it takes on significant meaning because of Mira, but one of the coolest worship moments we've ever had. And, you know, family and friends that were there that day can testify to that. And just to hopefully can be an encouragement for all of you that in the moments of life, you know, when you really think about how good God is, don't be afraid to praise him. Don't be afraid in that moment to, whether it's through word, praying, reading scripture, singing, dancing, whatever it is, don't be afraid to praise him and give him the Tehillah praise that he deserves. You will find that in those moments, God will reach inside and shape you and strengthen you like you could never imagine. So we just want to encourage you today to take the idea of Tehillah and be encouraged to praise God in your own life for what he's done for you.
All right, I want to call Tanya up, and like the woman that day, her spontaneous worship at Jesus' feet, I asked Tanya to come and share an act of spontaneous worship with us today. Tanya is a painter. Come on up, Tanya. Tanya is a painter, and I believe painting can be an act of worship, and she's going to talk a little bit about that. And we're going to worship along with her as she creates before God this morning in an attitude of worship.
Good morning. So I wrote something, but I guess I won't read it. For me, watercolor is something that God has kind of taught me how to praise him in the midst of things that seem out of control. It's not fair. She didn't have to talk because she cried. But watercolor, I used to hate it because I didn't know how to work it and it was frustrating. But since becoming a mom is when I started to learn to love it and learn to embrace the spontaneousness of it and the unexpectedness of it. And for me, I relate kind of like the verse that he is the potter and we are the clay. To me, I am those little paints that are in the box, just neatly compartmentalized, and he is the water that comes and transforms, and he makes it okay to not have a plan. So being a mom, you learn you don't have a lot of control, and you learn that days that you plan out perfectly will go very wrong, and in the midst of all that, at the end of the day, there's a beautiful little girl. So that's where I find my praise. And with painting, it just allows me to embrace that and to just experience that and to be okay with it. And so as I paint, I just hope you guys will try not to focus on what it's going to be, because I don't know what it's going to be. Usually when I paint, I have a picture that I pick out or a verse, but today, for the sake of spontaneous, we're not going to do that, and I also don't know what song Jess has chosen, which was an added thought of spontaneity by Brad, because it wasn't already difficult. But so we're just going to paint together, because when two or more are gathered together in his name, he is there. So God is going to paint with me, and I just want you guys to all just watch how the water puddles, how sometimes it runs, and just, you know, think about times in your life maybe where God is choosing you to be spontaneous and to not put yourself in that little box. So.
And we're going to try and project this on the screen so you can see better what she's painting. Turn the music up a little bit. On the first grass. So you can come and get a closer look, but it's a Morning is Broken, I thought was a beautiful song, or Sing Hallelujah as it ends with. And she, can you see the flowers from back there? Beautiful. Thank you, Tanya. So I have some questions for you. If you can get me back to the PowerPoint, Steve. I've done this exercise with our youth, and I really debated, because I know we all don't like to be challenged or step out of our comfort zone, but we're going to close worship a little bit differently this morning. We're going to try and share our tequila with God. Now, I know nobody wants to sing, but I'm going to share with you some questions, and then we're going to just stand, and I'm going to ask you to join me in a brief concert of praise and just saying our thank yous to God. And then the musicians, if you guys want to come up and be ready. As our concert dies down, we're just going to go right into our closing songs. So think on these questions. Have I found myself so overcome with His work, God's work in my life, that I can't help but sing to Him? How big are the debts that Jesus has canceled for me? How generous is Jesus with me? How much do I owe Him for canceling the consequences of my past? I don't know of another way to deal with them but through Christ. Am I merely doing what is required, merely fulfilling my basic level of commitment? Or am I generous in my worship to Him? Am I generous in my worship to Him? So if you would stand with me as we close. This is between you and God, and I would encourage you to put voice to your praise. You don't need to sing it. But if we could, and this, isn't this amazing that if all 80 of us praise God right now by ourselves individually, God hears every praise. I have only 2 children, and they try to talk to me at the same time, and I can't hear either of them. But God, our Almighty God, hears each of our praise. So I'm just going to start us, and you can join me in your tequila this morning, your spontaneous praise, out loud if you're comfortable, in your heart if you're not. And ladies, as that dies down, you can just intro us into our songs. God, I just want to thank you this morning for who you are. I thank you, God, for your wisdom to me, that you shower me and overflow in me. God, that your presence is within me. Join me if you feel led. A concert of praise. All together, let us praise God in one time, one voice. God, thank you for my children. I thank you for that moment with Mira, God. I thank you, God, that as I stand before these people, that you are present with us. Lord, I thank you that you are with Tanya and you blessed her this morning to share her praise with us through her art. Thank you, God, for who you are. Praise you, God, for your son, Jesus, who has canceled my debts. I praise you, God, for salvation that I have for all of eternity because of who Christ is. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your love for us. benediction, can you repeat after me? Let all
that is within me
bless His holy name.
Amen.